Matty D.
Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Word up.
The go-to man, Matty D. Matty D. Kicking it live from Chicago.
Break it down like this.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it.
What's up, y'all? It's Matty T. CubsHub.com. Going to talk about the Thursday night special. Bears taking on the winless New York Giants. And, man, I'm not going to lie to you guys. For a lot of this ball game, it didn't look like the Bears were going to pull it out. But in the end, they're able to come away with the victory. Let's recap this one. First quarter, Eli Manning, he's had some interceptions. He's had turnover problems all season long, and that was on display in the first quarter. Actually, his second pass from scrimmage ends up being an interception. The Bears would not capitalize on that, choosing to go for it on a 4th and 2 inside the Giants' 15-yard line. Brandon Marshall unable to come down the grab, so the Giants escaped that one, but they would not escape Eli Manning's second interception of the quarter. A pick six to Tim Jennings, and Jennings would take it to the house, 48 yards for a touchdown. And that put the Bears up 7-0. Now, the Giants did come back with a strong drive. Brandon Jacobs had himself a nice game. One of his 2 touchdowns coming with 3:48 to go in the first quarter. That tied it at 7. But Jay Cutler marched his Bears downfield. And it was in the first minute of the second quarter, hitting Brandon Marshall, who was sporting some lime green cleats in this one for mental health awareness. Marshall with the touchdown grab. That put the Bears up 14-7. But the Giants would come right back. Eli Manning hitting Ruben Randall for a 37-yard score for a touchdown, and that came within 4 minutes of the Bears scoring, so that tied it up 14-all, and so looked like it was going to be a shootout. So Jay Cutler comes right back and hits Brandon Marshall for 2nd touchdown on the quarter. This one a 3-yarder to put the Bears up 21-14. The Bears would add a 40-yarder from Robbie Gould in the half, 24-14. Although with the time management, it looked like they could have gotten 7, but the time management was an issue. It looked like they were taking too long to get the plays off. So, second half, Bears extend their lead. Robbie Gould, a 52-yard field goal with 11:23 to go in the third quarter. That extended the Bears' lead to 13. And that actually tied an NFL record. Robbie Gould now tied with Minnesota's Blair Walsh for the most consecutive field goals from 50 yards or deeper. So if Gould hits a 50-yarder, a 50-plus yarder on Sunday, it'll be the new NFL record. So the Giants made their last threat with 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, Brandon Jacobs, very strong game. This is his first start since coming back to the Giants. A 1-yard touchdown run after a disputed play. Ruben Randall made a catch inside the Bears' 10-yard line. He slammed the ball down with no one around him. And the rules state that the rule stated that the ball was not a live ball, so the Bears struck out on the chance to try and get a turnover there. But the Giants had one final chance in the fourth quarter to rally, but a tip pass went through the hands of Brandon Myers and into the arms of Tim Jennings, and that would end it. A lot closer than a lot of people thought, but the Bears end up with a win, 27-21. They move to 4-2 on the season. They are still in second place in the division since Detroit won on Sunday against Cleveland. Let's look at some numbers from this one. Total yardage, both teams racking up the yards. Bears with the 372 to 355 edge. First downs, Bears 26 to the Giants 21. Both teams sharp on third down efficiency. Giants actually 7 of 11. Bears 5 of 11. Both teams with over 100 yards rushing. Giants with 123, Bears with 110. And let's look at some individual numbers for this one. The numbers for Eli Manning: 14 for 26, 239. He was sacked once. One touchdown, three interceptions, a rating of 58.5. Jay Cutler, 24 of 36, 262 yards. That completion percentage, near 67%, which is excellent. Two touchdowns, no picks, QB rating of 106.5. And let's look at some numbers for the Bears. Matt Forte had 19 carries for 67 yards in this one. The Bears' top receiver, who else? Brandon Marshall, who was targeted 11 times, had 9 catches, 87 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Martellus Bennett also chipped in. He had 6 receptions, 4, 68 yards. Defensively for the Bears, turns out that DJ Williams is actually going to be lost for the season. Had a chest injury in this one, so those John Bostic fans who saw what he did in the preseason, big playability, we're going to see him on a big stage starting Sunday against RG3 and the Washington Redskins. Now, Washington struggling this season, and RG3 second going around after that horrible ACL injury he had in the playoffs against Seattle. He's come back. He's looked like he's got some old flashes back, but he is making more mistakes. Already with 5 interceptions this season, which totals the entire number of interceptions he had last season. So let's see if the Bears can force him into some more mistakes. Now, Washington is in the top 10 and passing yardage in rushing yardage, but overall they're only 20th in points scored, so they're having problems putting points on the board. Actually, third best in the league offensively. The only two teams outscoring the Bears, that would be the Denver Broncos and the Dallas Cowboys. That's it. So Bears looking to keep this going offensively, and it's going to be a big challenge going up against a guy like RG3, a guy who can, he looks like he still has the speed and the burst and the agility that made him so dangerous in his rookie season. And he also has that laser, zip throw, gets it out very quickly. And so we'll see if the Bears are ready to contain RG3. And on the other hand, we'll see if the Redskins are able to contain Jay Cutler, because yeah, that secondary for Washington has been a mess all season. If they do have a bright spot in their defense, it's been the play of Frank Kerrigan. He already has 5 sacks this season, so that's going to be a focus for the Bears O-line to make sure he doesn't come anywhere near Jay Cutler. But you got to feel good about this one if you're a Bears fan. Washington did give up a special teams return for a touchdown on a Sunday night to Dallas, so I know Devin Hester is watching film of that, and he's got to be licking his chops, because this is a good game for him to get some big special teams returns. So, you know, I'm confident about this one. Bears should come out on top before their bye week, and then, you know, they got the big one against the Green Bay Packers. That's a Monday nighter in a couple of weeks. So, but first things first, got to take care of business, go up to D.C. and knock off these Redskins, which I think they will do on Sunday. So we're going to get back at you guys with a recap of this one, and enjoy the bye week and get ready for the pack. They're going to be banged up, so maybe, you know, who knows, maybe the Bears catch them at the right time. We'll see. So this is Matty T from CubsUp.com. I'm out.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.